Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me, celebrating this third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Chris Moscovides is our guest. He joins us on a regular basis to restore some order. Privacy, regulations, and cybersecurity. Remember that, folks. Write that down. That's the title of his new book, The Essential Business Guy. Brand spanking new. We're launching it today. Privacy, regulations, and cybersecurity. Wherever books are sold, you can read more about it on Amazon. Hey, Chris, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations on the book. It's an important one because you resurrected a topic that I think in the last few years has kind of fallen out of favor a little bit because because we've been so worried about ransomware and freedom of speech issues, which I'm very upset about. But privacy is a big deal, and talk to us some more on the, from a regulatory standpoint. You made sure we talked about regulations. Should we know about that? How do we become part of the solution that protects us, protects our privacy when we want to, when we should, but also doesn't bind up our economy?
You're right. So here's the issue, right? We can go one of two ways. One, we can go with the CEO of Sun Microsystems that several years ago is like, privacy? There is no privacy in the age of internet.
Yeah.
Get over it. So that's approach number one. And that tells you that you have essentially given up any kind of claim on your personal data. Okay, so that's one approach. The other approach, and my book is full of quotes of different great people throughout the world that talk about privacy. And it opens with Amanda Seyfried's statement that said, it's not that I have something to hide. It's that I have nothing that I want you to see.
Right.
So that is a great quote, and that's what we all need to think about. We need to define as a society what we don't want you to see.
And we need to each individually become stewards of our own privacy.
Exactly.
You know, in the earlier segment, I talked about the fact that I have apps that I have wanted to use that I did not install because they wanted access to information that had nothing to do with the app. Here's another thing that I do, and I recommend it to people. My geo button, my GPS button on my phone, it isn't on unless I need it. When I don't need it, I turn it off.
Right. You got it. And that's the right way to go about it. And that's being an educated consumer. And once you are an educated consumer about what's happening with your privacy and what your choices are, you can make sure that you vote and that you talk with representatives that share your position.
Yeah.
That's when you're going to get regulations that are meaningful, not regulations that are being drawn in absentia of input from the people whose data we're talking about, and from businesses that say, hey, listen, we're not trying to abuse the data. We're trying to make a living like everybody else, and let us all agree about what we can do. Because right now, on one side, you have the wild, wild west. They are collecting the data and doing whatever it is that they want to do. Think Cambridge Analytica, to say the least. And on the other hand, we are sitting over there throwing our hands up in the air saying, you can use all the data. Click accept, click accept, click accept.
And let me do an analog example. 30 years ago, if you had an employee that you overheard talking to somebody outside the company, blabbermouthing, literally a blabbermouth about what they know about our customers, you would fire that person. Well, today, if you've got employees who contact your customers and who keep their records in their phone so they can work with them, if you don't know whether they're allowing all that stuff to get out when they download an app, then you, what you're doing, you're employing blabbermouths. What do you think?
Exactly.
That's us.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, in worst case scenario, now with the pandemic, we have all of these people working from home. There is copies of personally identifiable information of clients, other colleagues, God knows what, in people's homes now.
Yes.
And they remain liable, and so does the business. That's why it's important to know what the regulations are. And right now, the dominant regulations is GDPR in Europe and CCPA. Yep. And it's a new version that just got implemented in California. We need to understand what these are, and we need to know how to comply, how to do it right, because the fines are enormous.
Hey, Chris, thank you for being here. Congratulations again on the book. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. Privacy Regulations and Cybersecurity by Chris Muscovites. Check that out, folks. And I got to take a quick break. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back in.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.